This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:45. This evening, Natalie Stutzman makes her debut as the Philadelphia Orchestra's new principal guest conductor. She has also been named music director of the Atlanta Symphony, making her the only woman to currently lead a major American orchestra and only the second in history. A native of France, now living in Switzerland, Stutzman began her career as a contralto singer, appearing around the world for decades with major orchestras, including Philadelphia. She sat down with WHYY arts and culture reporter Peter Crimmins to talk about what she'll bring to her new role as principal guest conductor.
The job of a principal guest conductor, it's actually the number two after the music director, which means a huge responsibility. You have to take care of the health of the orchestra, the sound of the orchestra. It's not a music director, but it's still a responsibility, and you are, of course, much more a part of the family.
And you have to, as you say, you have to protect the orchestra or be a good steward
exactly.
to the sound of the orchestra.
Exactly.
I want to ask about a bit about your career. Do I understand right that you started wanting to conduct and to sing, and singing was a thing that you could do first, and conducting was something that you could not do?
Yes, exactly, because I was a woman, so I was rejected by the professor in the class when I was a teenager, and so it was very clear to me that because I had a great voice and I had success with my voice, it was the first way I had to follow. But I kept this dream of becoming a conductor in my brain forever, and this is what's happening, so I'm really delighted.
I wonder when the change happened for you, when you realized that you could be a conductor at the highest level.
Well, it started 10 years ago, actually, when I felt the society was a little bit starting to change. There were some few opportunities for some women on the podium. The mentalities were in a way of changing, also in the politics, in the big companies. So I thought maybe it's the right moment for me. I have achieved almost all my dreams as a singer. I grew up as a musician, as a pianist, and as a bassoon player and cello player. And for me, musically, it was always my apotheos of music making was to conduct. People were, of course, very suspicious and judging and expecting a lot as well. But my love for it, I think, was stronger than the difficulties.
Yeah, I can imagine, as someone who's appeared on stage as a singer a lot, with many, many orchestras, suddenly, wait, you're the singer. Why are you on the podium now?
Exactly.
You don't belong in the podium.
No, when you are the singer, if you sing okay, everyone loves you, you know. When you jump on the podium, it's another story, yeah?
Since you were named in this position, you've got another position. You're the head of the Atlanta Symphony at a time when there are actually zero women at the head of major American orchestra. I wonder how you feel about that. Suddenly, you are it in terms of women conductors right now.
Yeah, I don't see myself as a woman conductor. When I come to work with an orchestra, I am a conductor. What I really like in Atlanta is I am absolutely sure I have not been chosen because I am a woman. I have been chosen because they like my music making, they like to work with me, and they thought I was the right person.
Finally, I want to ask you about this week, about the program. You just came out of rehearsal. Is there something in particular that you're excited about on this program?
Well, there are two things exciting. First of all, the opening piece is a piece from Missy Mazzoli, who is an American young composer, which I really appreciate so much. It's great for me to serve the music of a young American talent. And the Schubert Symphony is a monster. It's one of the most difficult symphony to play or to conduct ever. But I love monsters. It is a very special music for me because Schubert wrote the symphony exactly like he writes the songs, you know, and I sang so many songs of Schubert, and it's such a singing symphony, and so I try to pass all what I have learned as a singer, singing Schubert all my life.
That was Natalie Stutzman, the new principal guest conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, speaking to WHYY's Peter Crimmins.